This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, folks. Let's talk according to law. What we're going to be talking about today is Trump calls out Obama for treason again. Okay, he did this several times with the likes of Hillary Clinton. He's done this several times with the likes of Joe Biden. But here's my resolution. According to lawful consequence of treason, Article 3, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution. Okay, here it is. Death. Anybody know that? The consequence of committing the act of treason towards America is death. I'm going to show you the statute. I'm going to show you the law. I'm going to show you your responsibility because, friends, it goes further than name-calling. And name-calling is as far as Donald Trump has gone with treason. I'm going to play his audio for you concerning when this took place back in January of 2020 and what just transpired here recently. Okay? My point is, Trump calls out Obama for treason again. The lawful consequence is death lawfully, not name-calling. Hang him. Okay? The message needs to be sent that we will not tolerate treason amongst the ranks concerning those that are entrusted to actually uphold the enumerated laws found within the U.S. Constitution. We're going to be talking about that in just a couple minutes. Before we get to that, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Receive 15 articles over there on a daily basis, 13 to 15 articles combating the lies in the CIA-controlled and through the CIA-controlled media's useful idiots. Go to the right side of the page, click onto YouTube, join us on live chat. Do the same thing on beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com, the same thing happening over there. Click onto YouTube, join us on the right side of the page, join us on live chat. If you're one of the 127 cities listening to us today, you can give us a call at any time. That number is 1-866-582-9933. I want to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ, John 14:6. We just got done speaking at an event on Friday of last week in Brainerd, Minnesota, northern Minnesota, where a business owner opened up shop. We had a little less than 100 people just in that community, friends, in Brainerd, Minnesota, show up. Of course, after we do an event, people always say, you know what, we wish we'd have brought more people when we're there. Then when we get back home, we get the phone call saying, hey, can we have you back? Okay, that's what's happening once again. As a matter of fact, we went back to Brainerd, Minnesota because we were called back. So we're looking at possibly doing something again at the end of the summer here, early fall, middle fall, so on and so forth in Brainerd, Minnesota. We're going to be in Michigan next month, be speaking at the Capitol in Michigan there. I believe that's August, or I'm sorry, that's August 14th. That will be the following month. I'll be in Michigan speaking. We'll be the main speakers there in Michigan. Next month, it looks like we're going to be in Pennsylvania in the next 3 weeks. And in September, we're going to be in Texas. And so we're starting to book up now, so if at any time you'd like to book us, now is the time to do it, friends, because we're booking up quick. That number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to have us come into your communities, we'd be more happy to do that. But you're going to have to help us with the legwork. We're not doing that. We're speaking to your community, and we will be your guest in the process of doing so. 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to book the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, we're getting our feet back on the road again. Rubber's meeting the road, and people are calling. So with that said, wanted to give you the heads up concerning having us in your local communities. Also wanted to highlight one article from the Sons of Liberty Media.com before we get to our main topic here. I'm going to play some audio for you in the up-and-coming segments as well. But we have a video. Tim Brown, Senior Editor, Sons of Liberty Media.com, just posted, friends, he just posted this, a picture of a man outside of his private property, where it was posted, private property, along with his wife. He has an AR-15, and it looks like she has a pistol in her hand. And it was interesting how many people were deterred from committing a crime against this man and his wife. So, the headline goes as follows that Tim Brown gave it. Someone might want to show this video of armed homeowner against dozens of BLM subversives, okay, not law abiders, but the BLM activists to other presidential candidates that are named, namely Joe Biden, to remind him the purpose of the Second Amendment, okay? Now, I'm not going to get caught up in that game, but I did take time to watch the video before the show today. And it is absolutely amazing what happens as to how criminals act when they see an armed homeowner, or an armed individual for that matter. It seems that the crime is deterred almost instantaneously because they think a couple times within themselves that they're going to go ahead and dare, or dare justice, or test their steel concerning the man that has the firearm. And this is why, in fact, in contrast, and on the other side of the sword, why the government in this country is attempting to disarm you today. Because they know the power of armed citizenry. And in armed citizenry. So again, take some time, friends. Go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Watch the video. Someone might want to show this video of an armed homeowner against dozens of BLM subversives to the presidential contender and remind him the purpose of the Second Amendment. Now, folks, I'm going to tee this up for you really quick, and we're going to get to this right away because there's much to consider concerning what's going on here. Donald Trump, just last Friday, called out Obama for his treason on a live interview. And this is the second time he's done it, okay, that I know of. The lawful consequence of treason is death. But what does the President of the United States of America do? He calls him names. What did our forefathers do? I'm going to give you a testimony of what George Washington did concerning those that would jeopardize the American cause, because what he did, in fact, the lesson that needs to be taught, Hebrews 13:7, is we don't tolerate treason within the United States of America, and we will not tolerate those that mean to jeopardize the American cause. Well, if they didn't do it, nor should we, if we want to preserve and live long on this earth, right? What's the resolve? Hang him. I'm going to show you the law in just a couple of moments. I'm going to define treason, and I'm going to bring you to Law Cornell to show you federal statute concerning the act of treason. And I think it's going to enrage you when you hear the president do nothing more than call him names, when in fact he's responsible to execute the laws found in the U.S. Constitution. Article 6, Section 2, Article 2, Section 3, U.S. Constitution. We'll be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Rob Pugh, publisher of Wisconsin Christian News, a national Christian newspaper, not just for Wisconsin. Thank you for supporting the work of Sons of Liberty. If you're a regular listener here, your eyes are already open to the truth. But if you'd like to open the eyes of others, Wisconsin Christian News is a great tool to help you do that. Subscribe at our website, wisconsinchristiannews.com. Also, check out our TV show, WCN-TV, offering vital information every Wednesday afternoon at WCNTV.net.
We all need to do our part.
And so that we care.
Look, man.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. And here's more good reasons. Get 100 disposable face masks for only $36.99. Or 50 disposable masks, only $18.99 from sunny-bay.com. The best value of level 1 disposable face masks or high-quality N95 face masks anywhere. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection and see your selections at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Got some newcomers on live chat. More specifically, could you tell me where Barack Hussein Obama has committed the act of treason? Oh, my goodness gracious. Where have you been, brother from another mother? It's time to pull your head out of the sand. I'll deliver before the end of the show. Hang tight with me, would you? Folks, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Trump calls out Obama for his treason again. This is the second time. The lawful consequence, by the way, is death. I'm going to show you the law in just a moment. Not name calling, the way Trump likes to deliver, right? A lack thereof. What's the resolve? Hang him. Treason is the highest crime of a civil nature of which a man can be guilty. This is Webster's 1828, by the way. Its signification is different in different countries. In general, it is the offense of attempting to overthrow the government of the state to which the offender owes allegiance or of betraying the state into the hands of a foreign power. And we have people in this country asking the question, few and far between though they are, how has Barack Hussein Obama ever committed the act of treason? I'll answer. Article 3, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution, treason against the United States shall consist only in levying war against them or in adhering to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort. Therefore, whoever owing allegiance to the United States levies war against them or adheres to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort within the United States or elsewhere, is guilty of treason and shall suffer death. Okay? I'm going to post the article on live chat in just a moment as well. Here we go again. Donald Trump calls out his arch enemy, Barack Hussein Obama, for treason. Once again, Luke 22:48. Notice how Judas betrayed Jesus with the kiss. Notice that he was the traitor. He sold him for 30 pieces of silver. Money's always involved, right? Money answereth all money. Money answereth all matters in the book of Ecclesiastes, the preacher. And it's also interesting to note, friends, that it's the love of money that is the root of all evil. It's the love of money. Okay? So nothing new under the sun here. Washington, D.C., 23rd, 2020. Reports, LifeSite News does, President Donald Trump accused former President Barack Hussein Obama of treason for spying on Trump's 2016 presidential election campaign in an interview aired yesterday with CBN News. Now, after referencing Trump's claim that Obama had been involved in spying on his 2016 presidential campaign, CBN News political analyst David Brody asked Trump what crime could have been committed. Trump replied, treason, treason, treason. Listen to this.
On Obama and the spying situation, this idea that they were spying on your campaign, you've been asked before about what crime he would have potentially committed, but I remember you talking about
treason. Look, when I came out a long time ago, I said they've been spying on my campaign. Mm-hmm. I said they've been taping, and that was in quotes, meaning a modern day version of taping. It's all the same thing, but a modern day version. But they've been spying on my campaign. I told you that a long time ago. Mm-hmm. Turned out I was right. Let's see what happens to him now. Durham is... I never met Durham because I want to stay out of it because otherwise it's going to look political. But Durham, as you know, is a highly respected person. And Bill Barr is doing a great job as Attorney General.
Yeah, he sure
Let's
is.
Let's see what they come up with. But they don't have to tell me. All I have to do is read the papers, the insurance policy, in case... she doesn't win. We got an insurance policy. Well, that was all the stuff that we went through over the last, let's say, 2.5 years. Now we caught him. We caught him called Strzok and Page, the two lovers. Brennan and Clapper, the way they lied.
Democrats can't stand Barr.
Comey.
They
can't stand who?
Bill Barr. They just think he's political.
You know why? Because he's doing such a good job.
Yeah, he's doing a great
because
job.
He's law
yeah,
order.
Great. Yeah. But anti-gunner.
He's got him in his crosshairs.
Uh-huh.
And now we have to see what's going to happen.
Been in those crosshairs for over
if it were reversed,
what, 4 years now,
the
friends.
The other side sat where at the Oval Office right in that chair behind the Resolute desk, and it was the opposite. 2 years ago, 25 people would have been convicted, and they would be sent to jail for 50 years.
Really? Okay, well, someone needs to remind the President of the United States of America that he is the Commander-in-Chief. But, you know, we have one guy. He's probably the only guy in the United States of America that's asking the question right now, well, what has Barack Hussein Obama done? Well, how has he committed the act of treason? Well, his lies, his corruption, cronyism, hypocrisy, his waste, his law-breaking. I don't know. Do you think maybe when we gave F-16s to the Muslim Brotherhood, maybe that was an act of treason? I'm just laying out a couple for you to decide on, friends. Do you think that maybe stacking Homeland Security with the Muslim Brotherhood, maybe that was an act of treason? I don't know. Do you think it was quite telling when he would entertain Muslims in the People's White House and celebrating Ramadan and forgetting about Easter and Christmas? I don't know. Do you think that would be considered an act of treason? I mean, where do I go with this to convince people that have their eyes closed? I mean, these sort of people, friends, could be transported to the sun and they wouldn't see it because you know why, friends? Because they don't want to see it. This is just the tip of the iceberg. Concerning the crimes, folks, I have a list of over 1,375 concerning how many crimes he has committed against we the people during his 8-year tenure, okay? And it's not just him. It's every president. More out in the open than others. Some are just better than at concealing their crimes against we the people. The fact of the matter is we've been in this situation with Donald Trump now going on 5 years, 4 years in the presidency in the People's White House and a year on the campaign trail where we heard him promise what he was going to do. For 4 years, we've seen him do nothing but just the exact opposite. He's not prosecuted one person, for the record. Okay? I'm just laying it out here for you, friends. We're talking about Trump calls out Obama for his treason. Okay. Well, he committed the act of treason. Now what, Mr. President? Okay? You just call them names. Treason, treason, treason. I mean, it looks pretty impotent, doesn't it, on the behalf of the President of the United States of America to acknowledge a crime but do nothing about it? And then to highlight how great William Barr is, Mr. Anti-Gunner himself. I mean, you want to talk about treason, why don't you go back to William Barr, the appointed attorney general, who was guilty of attempting to cover up the crimes of the federal government against the family at Ruby Ridge, Randy Weaver's family. Folks, all these people are extorted men. You need to understand that. They're extorted men. They paid the price. They've showed their allegiance by selling us out. That's why they're put in positions concerning us to where they're at today. Okay? This isn't the first time that we've seen this, but back in January 13th of 2020, I wrote, as we all know, the President of the United States of America, Donald Trump, accused Barack Hussein Obama of funding the missiles that attacked Americans in Iran. Do you remember this? Just in January of this year. Well, this is true, and the American people knew it when he did what he did, because we already had foreknowledge that he did the things that he was guilty of. Okay? What should be observed here is the president acknowledges his treason and yet fails to charge him for treason. Article 3, Section 3, again, the U.S. Constitution. And if he did charge him, not only at this point charge him and prosecute him, right, same time, and then to bring this to a public proclamation indeed by actually executing the law faithfully under those that commit the act of treason, guess what it will do? It will deter the crime from anybody in politics or otherwise to ever commit the act of treason in the United States of America, like our forefathers did. You know, all the way back up until the 1800s, friends, you know what they did with all those that were allegedly responsible for the assassination of any president, just for the record? They were executed, either in the electric chair, they were shot, or they were publicly hung. See, now what we've done is we've lowered the law and we've dimmed the light by which man perceives his own guilt. Now what we do is we stand back and patty cake because people don't understand in this country that the correctional institutions in America are a $64 billion money-making bureaucracy every single year. If they were to enforce the law, they wouldn't be stealing from taxpayers to uphold the bureaucracy that they have, in fact, created. Okay? See what happens when you make void God's law, friends? It turns into what? It turns into a system that does nothing but make money, and it's based off of slave labor, for the record. And if you want to look at it through a scriptural sense, you can look at it as a system of indulgence. You commit a crime, you pay the courts, they're more lenient. I'll tell you what, when you line that up with scripture, friends, you don't see that. To the act of treason. Look at Judas. What did he do? He betrayed the Son of Man. He was the son of perdition, destruction. He was appointed there too. What did he do after he committed the act of treason? He committed suicide. Well, it should be the same thing in American law because it's based off the same law, common law, in the United States of America. But what happens when we depart from God's law wickedly? We accept what we see today. It turns from executing faithfully the laws found within the Constitution concerning those that are guilty of committing the act of treason to, well, let's just call them names and we'll leave it there and expect everybody just to look the other way concerning what it is as the Commander-in-Chief and what it is that I should do concerning the crimes of Barack Hussein Obama. We're going to come right back. I'm going to play some more audio for you, Sons of Liberty Radio.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says President Trump is holding a briefing with members of Congress that's clearing up a lot of false reporting from the New York Times. The press secretary speaking at a White House press briefing on Monday.
There is no consensus within the intelligence community on these allegations, and in effect, there are dissenting opinions from some in the intelligence community with regards to the veracity of what's being reported, and the veracity of the underlying allegations continue to be evaluated.
The FBI is warning about scammers who are offering fake coronavirus antibody tests to steal personal information. Antibody tests are used to see if someone has had coronavirus in the past, but only some antibody tests are approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, and they're given to patients only who ask for them. This is USA Radio News. Prosecutors are continuing to go after a high-profile NFL owner. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Prosecutors in Florida are trying to keep a case against New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft alive. They want a Florida appeals court to reverse a judge's ruling that threw out video evidence central to the solicitation of prostitution case against him. Kraft was charged in February of 2019 after police in Jupiter said he took part in prostitution at a massage parlor. Police had been recording video inside the massage parlor anyway because of suspected prostitution activity, and Kraft got snared in it.
With nearly a third of potential car buyers putting off making a purchase because of unemployment and market concerns, Ford is launching a program that lets people know if they buy or lease a Ford vehicle and then lose their job because of the coronavirus pandemic, they'll be allowed to return the car without penalty. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hey, folks, here's one thing you have to understand about useful idiots. When you give them the facts, the only thing that they can do is put their backs up against the wall and turn around and call you names. That's it. So when we get these, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, guys, like on live chat, they're new, right? And they ask a question, and then I give them the answer that they don't want. What do? They resort to calling names, right? And then what they do is they start to play. They're caught up into the political game of the left and the right, you know, Obama versus Trump, so on and so forth. No, Trump is just as guilty, friend, over on that of live chat. You're not paying attention. You're getting all worked up without even knowing the facts. And then when I give them to you, you don't hear the rest of the story, and you start to lash out. Grow up, dude. And if you don't like it, go find somewhere else to go. Okay? That's the bottom line here. And by the way, if you'd like to call in, we would love to have you. Challenge this. 1-866-582-9933. Instead of calling us names, why don't you challenge us on air right now? I would love for you to do so. Okay? I have the list of 1,680 of his acts of treason right in front of us right now. And you're right about this. It's not just him. You're absolutely right about it. Well, Trump is just as guilty. Oh, you know it is. And you know that he is because he hasn't executed the law against the likes of not just Barack Hussein Obama, but Hillary Clinton, of James Comey, of Joe Biden, of Hunter Biden, and the list goes on. I totally agree. So what divides us? What divides us is your favorite politicians. People ask me all day long, Bradley, so are you for Trump? Are you against Trump? Listen, I am for the law. I am the Christocrat here. I'm going to hold to the law of God the way that we are. When you're caught up into your left, right, your Democrat, Republican garbage, divide and conquer, Mark 3:25, you've already lost. You've been caught up into their political language that has been created to make lies sound truthful. You've already lost the game. So get on the same page with us, and then we can be in this together, one nation under God. But not until then, just for the record, okay? I also want to respond to this. You know, I remember when Barack Hussein Obama was in office, and I continuously called him out for his crimes, okay? Because the conservatives were patty caking with his crimes, not realizing that, again, someone fought, bled, and died to give us the freedoms that we have, right? Well, understanding that and having Christ crucified before my eyes and having in the natural those men that fought, bled, and died to give me the freedoms that I've had and I do have, I'm not going to tolerate anybody to go ahead and trample underfoot their honor. I'm not going to do that. But I remember one time some useful idiot said to me, Bradley, why are you attacking Barack Obama? Wait a second, he promised to uphold the law just like Donald Trump, just like the Clintons, just like the Bushes. They promised to uphold the Constitution. The law is found within. And if they don't do that, guess what? I'm going to stand up against them. We're not called to overthrow the U.S. Constitution. We're called to overthrow the men that pervert the Constitution. Right? And that's exactly what these men do, even in the present. They're attempting to tear down the U.S. Constitution and recreate it in their own ungodly image. And I'm not putting up with it. So, just for a high five, on the behalf of those that do understand, and for those that don't, I put my hand on your shoulder and say, listen carefully as to what Barack Hussein Obama said himself, that he is a foreigner. What constitutes the act of treason, if not this? Listen carefully.
Now, 3 years ago, I visited Kenya as the first sitting American president to come from Kenya.
Ooh, the first American president coming from Kenya. And throughout his tenure, he sat and lied to the American people, basically mocking and scoffing at anybody that dared question his birth certificate. And by the way, the conservatives did a good job, friends, in helping and aiding and abetting the president during that time, during his criminal administration, and I'm talking about Barack Hussein Obama, by getting away from the topic that could in fact have had him held in contempt. We have Barack Hussein Obama being called out by Donald Trump for treason. Before he became the president, Trump said that he's the worst president in American history. Okay. The fact of the matter is now he's calling him out for treason again and again and again. Do you not realize that if he was to come in and faithfully execute those laws found in the Constitution, that's what I'm giving you right now, friends, verbatim? That's why I keep reiterating that point. He could go back on his tenure and everything that Barack Hussein Obama did could be reversed, just for the record. But you heard for yourself out of his own mouth. This is him saying this several times, by the way. Okay? What constitutes treason, if not that? Let's get back to this, because again, we have the President of the United States of America accusing Barack Hussein Obama of committing the act of treason again. Okay. Now, what I want to do is I want to go back just a little bit back to January of this year, and I want you to listen to Donald Trump call him out again concerning treason. I just highlighted the fact that back in January of 2020, that Barack was accused by Donald Trump of funding the missiles that attacked Americans in Iran. Okay? And instead of Donald Trump prosecuting and going after the likes of Barack Hussein Obama, by the way, for those that did not know, every single one of the people that I've named, from the Clintons to Comey to those that have attacked this administration to Barack Hussein Obama and Michael, I'm sorry, Michelle, he called her Michael several times too, by the way, they're being rewarded. Okay? They're not being prosecuted, they're being rewarded. So for as much as this actor is playing the main clown in the circus of politics. You got to listen to it again because he's doing it on a 24/7 basis. And he looks very foolish, especially to those that are paying attention to what he's not doing. And what he's not doing is what's destroying this country. Okay? Going back to Barack, in January 13th of 2020, he calls him out for his treason concerning the funding of the missiles that attacked Americans in Iran. Instead of prosecuting Barack Hussein Obama, Donald Trump puts sanctions on Iran in hopes of misleading by confusion. Read Daniel 9:7. He puts sanctions on Iran in hopes of misleading by confusion, by overlooking the law that, again, he is to faithfully execute. Folks, that is the language directly out of the U.S. Constitution and against all enemies. That is directly from the U.S. Constitution here domestically. Okay? Romans 3:20, Article 2, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution. I want you to listen to Donald Trump calling out Barack Obama back in January of the 13th of this January 13th, 2020. And I want you to listen again. Donald Trump calling out Barack Hussein Obama for the acts of treason once again. Now just think, friends. He's done absolutely nothing up to this point concerning every single one. And he promised to bring in the rule of law, which he has failed to do to this point.
Iran's hostilities substantially increased after the foolish Iran nuclear deal was signed in 2013, and they were given $150 billion, not to mention $1.8 billion in cash. Instead of saying thank you to the United States, they chanted death to America. In fact, they chanted death to America the day the agreement was signed. Then Iran went on a terror spree, funded by the money from the deal, and created hell in Yemen, Syria, Lebanon, Afghanistan, and Iraq. The missiles fired last night at us and our allies were paid for with the funds made available by the last administration. The regime also greatly tightened the reins on their own country, even recently killing 1,500 people at the many protests that are taking place all throughout Iran. The very defective JCPOA expires shortly anyway and gives Iran a clear and quick path to nuclear breakout. Iran must abandon its nuclear ambitions and end its support for terrorism. The time has come for the United Kingdom, Germany, France, Russia, and China to recognize this reality.
Yep, come together with us concerning our new world order.
From the remnants of the Iran deal, JCPOA.
Okay, so if that doesn't again constitute the president saying, he said it verbatim, by the way, that Barack Hussein Obama is responsible for the acts of terror by how? Funding Iran, funding the very missiles that were used against we the people. And I want you to pay attention too, friends. I want you to pay clear attention to Wesley Clark, Seven Countries. I want you to listen to this because just to show you that they're pushing forth the New World Order, regardless if you like it or not, Donald Trump highlighted exactly what General Wesley Clark said back in, I believe it was September 12th. Right after September 11th, after the two towers fell, he said that they were going to, our government planned to take down seven countries in 5 years. Did you hear what Donald Trump just said? This is just this year. He said Iraq. He said Syria, Lebanon, Libya. They've already nailed Somalia back in the 90s, Sudan, and finishing off with Iran. Donald Trump just named every one of those countries. Wesley Clark said the only reason we have a military presence in those countries, friends, is because of their resource. And keep in mind, Wesley Clark also told us, and I played this audio several times, that, friends, America did not know who to attack after September 11th. Because if you keep in mind, the WMDs, that were told to you by the Bush administration. Bush said he made a mistake. There was no WMDs. He said it several times. We played the audio for you there. But just think about this. The military-industrial complex didn't know who to attack, but what they did zero in on is their opposition to a new world order.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The Sons of Liberty is one of the very few news and talk shows that aren't afraid to speak truth to a confused public inundated by fake news with a liberal agenda. If you want accurate, uncensored news, listen up. If you want more of it, please donate. Fake news is awash in liberal dollars, and your help matters. I'm Dave Agema, and I approve this message.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Check. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can watch us on the final segment here. Go to YouTube. Go to the right side. Join us on live chat. Same thing with beforeitsnews.com. Before It's News, click on. We're on the front page. Join us on the right side of the page. Live chat, if you want to give us a call at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We're talking right now, friends, about Trump calling out Barack Obama again for his treason. Well, the law tells us that if such a person was to commit the act of treason, that the consequence is death. Again, for those that didn't know. Okay, I'm going to give it to you because I just love giving you facts, friends. Oh, can you believe what Bradley Dean called for? Yep, believe it, man. I'm here. I said it. Treason, 18 U.S. Code at 2381. 18 U.S. Code 2381. Treason. Whoever, owing allegiance to the United States, levies war against them or adheres to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort within the United States or elsewhere, is guilty of treason and shall suffer, guess what, first consequence, death. It's federal law, friends. What does the president do? Calls them names. Wants to pacify. He wants to entertain you. Tain derived from entertain means to stop from entering in. So as long as he's entertaining you, friends, guess what? He's controlling you. That's just a fact. That is absolutely just a fact. So, Trump calling out him, namely Barack Obama, for his treason against we the people, should be death. Hang him. Not making this up, friends. Everything's on the article, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Want to make another point here. An important point. Article 1, Section 2 declares that Barack Obama, well, exposes him for who he is, Romans 3:20, for by the law is the knowledge of sin, transgression of God's law, 1 John 3:4. But it shows you in Article 1, Section 2 that Barack Hussein Obama was never qualified to be the President of the United States of America because he is not a natural-born citizen, in fact. But again, what we hear from the President's supporters, this is what we hear, all friends, and I hear it all the time. But what we hear from the President's supporters is that the President doesn't have the power to prosecute. Listen to this. What you have been led to believe is called the left. The message is the left can transgress the law at will, but the right that has the law on their side cannot faithfully execute the laws that are written in the U.S. Constitution. Which only comes back to this. It's a reflection of the weakness of those that call themselves the right. Read Matthew 5:13 when you get a moment. Donald Trump supporters, more than not, say this to me. He doesn't have the power to prosecute. Well, let me ask you a question. Who then does? You people are kidding yourselves and you know it. And this is nothing short of ignorance and foolishness. It really truly is. This is my constitutional response to you. He is the executive commander-in-chief and has all the power that he needs to prosecute at his fingertips. Read Proverbs 20, verse 8. Furthermore, he not only promised prosecution, but he also declared that he can do whatever he wants with the Department of Justice. We played that audio for you several times. See, the lengths that these people will go in defending the indefensible. And what's worse, they do this at the cost of their own country and their posterity. They care more about being right about the president than they do standing up and fighting off the wolves, friends. That's craziness. Now, if you know even a little of your history, you know that our forefathers didn't play with those who dared to jeopardize the American cause. Okay? I mean, I can give you so many stories. I think of Cromwell and King Charles, and I think of Brutus, and I think of Caesar, and I think of what the people did in response to the dictators and the tyrants violating the law that they're supposed to uphold, and their involvement in trying to destroy their country. It's craziness. But people do stand up sooner or later because, again, you can only oppress a people for so long before they stand up. But let's go back to our forefathers, because this is how I started the show off today, and I want you to hear just a little tiny bit of your history. Also keep in mind, before I give you this little bit of history concerning George Washington and Major Andre, also consider that again, three-quarters of the documentation of the Declaration of Independence is our forefathers throwing off tyranny. Three-quarters of it is... it's laid to the candor of people all throughout the, not just the United States of America, but the world, concerning the usurpations of a king that would not be ruled by God. Three quarters of that documentation. Who is their power source? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the supreme judge of the world, the creator, period. Right? So, knowing that our forefathers threw off a tyrant, first and foremost, what's the lesson that George Washington taught we the people concerning the act of tyranny? Well, there's a true story told of Major Andre. He had been caught as a spy in our country, and there was undoubted proof that he was guilty, no question about it. By the laws of war, he ought to be put to death. What he had done was intended to the ruin of the American cause, and if such an act went unpunished, it would expose the army to surprise and destruction. Oh, friends, I could take you down the road right now concerning politicians in America today. Just recently, we had, three, four months ago, we had over 18 governors make a proclamation that they wanted to open the floodgates into their states concerning Muslims from the Middle East. You all the well-known. I'm not talking about those that mean to assimilate. I'm talking about the radicals that mean to conquer. Why do they need foreigners in the United States of America? Why do they need them from the Middle East? Why do they need them from the southern borders? Because they don't have the support that they want you to believe that they have, for the record. Okay? Just keep that in mind. And it's going to continuously go forward until America repents, period. Matthew 3:2. Just for the record, Acts 2:38. Okay? Acts 20, verse 21. The list goes on. Going back to Major Andre, going back to George Washington, who caught a spy named Major Andre. He should, in accordance with the law of nations, be put to death. On the other hand, there was his youth, Major Andres, his high attainments, his honorable connections, his brilliant hopes, all pleading that he might live and that he might be pardoned. In the heart of George Washington, the prompting of justice and mercy came into collision. Both couldn't be satisfied. And there seemed to be one course of pursuit. His sense of justice was shown in the act by that which he signed the death warrant of Major Andre. His feelings of compassion and the fact that when he did it, his eyes poured forth a flood of tears. He didn't want to do it. He had to do it. He was principled on God's word. Isaiah 51 verse 4. You see, friends, Washington so loved his country that he knew if such an act went unpunished, it would only encourage the next person to do it as well, thus endangering the country that we now call America. Justice had to be satisfied, and it was. How every generous feeling of George Washington's, of our nature perhaps, would have been gratified if mercy could have triumphed, and the youthful and accomplished officer could have been spared. So therefore, in conclusion, my last 2 minutes of this show, friends, you do not make America, or any other country for that matter, great again by allowing traitors in the midst. You just don't do it. You don't make America great again, Americans, or any other country. And remember this, friends, speaking to those 53 countries that are listening to me outside of the United States of America, every country deserves the government it has. Okay? So if your government is corrupt, it's because the people are corrupt. Okay? You're always going to find the righteous because the seed of the righteous is forever, the Word of God tells us. The righteous need to go to the Lord, ask Him to show Himself strong on their behalf, to rescue their countries from the state that they're in. But it's not going to be without the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:12. Okay? Going back to my conclusion, you don't make America great again. I don't care how many times Donald Trump talks about making America great again. He can talk all he wants to. But you know why he just talks and he doesn't do anything? Because his supporters don't expect him to bear the fruit. There's the problem. And like in this country, every government or every country deserves the government it has. We are the government, and it's only a reflection of how corrupt we are that we tolerate a president that does nothing more than talk. Making America great again comes through justice, because justice guards our liberties. Making America great again, or any other country great again, you don't make it great again by allowing vile men to continuously reign in the land. I'm going over to Psalm 12, verse 8 right now. And what does it tell us? It tells us, listen carefully, the wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted. Why hasn't Barack Hussein Obama been prosecuted for his treason? Why hasn't Hillary Clinton been prosecuted for her treason? Why has James Comey not been called out and prosecuted for treason against we the people, or Hunter Biden or Joe Biden, and the list goes on? Because Scripture tells us the wicked, those that knew and know to do right but do it not, they walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted. So let's get this straight. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.